This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about what's in store for Aleppo.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration, and I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says the Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to leave their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, described the call as a propaganda campaign. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook explains.
This was a situation in which they had high confidence they were hitting ISIL, and it turns out that that was not the case, that they likely hit regime-aligned forces. But they had reason to believe that they were hitting ISIL. A number of factors contributed to this. We're going to learn from that.
Team official Ivan Tozo reacting with sorrow Tuesday after at least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed. The accident late Monday happened near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. This is VOA News. The White House has promptly rejected the U.S. president-elect's suggestion that protesters who burn American flags should be penalized. President-elect Donald Trump posted a tweet Tuesday saying nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there must be consequences, perhaps loss of citizenship or year in jail. In 1989, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that flag burning is protected by the U.S. Constitution as a form of free speech.
Burning of the American flag has been a common form of protest against unpopular wars or controversial U.S. policies, but many Americans consider the gesture a desecration of an important national symbol. Military veterans see it as a lack of respect for the sacrifices of American soldiers. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that the right of Americans to express themselves in any way they choose is enshrined in the Constitution.
Similar freedoms related to the practice of religion, speech, the institution of journalism are also enshrined in our Constitution and are worth protecting.
Earnest said these rights must be protected not just when we agree with them, but also when we find them offensive.
That is Slatis Ahok reporting for VOA. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made his selections for two more cabinet posts Tuesday. Trump named Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump says Price will lead his administration's efforts to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature health care plan. Also, Trump named former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao to the head of the Department of Transportation. A United Nations human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday that civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadist. Ravinia Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refuse to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes or who attempted to flee. In an incident last week, 27 civilians were reportedly executed in northern Mosul for leaking information to Iraqi officials. The Islamic State group says the man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizens of what it called international coalition countries. And hundreds of thousands of Cubans gathered Tuesday in Havana's Revolution Square to honor their late leader, Fidel Castro. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.